What's goody? What it is, ho?
Was really good, bitch.
Y'all remember that little video with the old crackhead lady?
Nah.
And she was like, what'd she say? Well, what it is, ho? What's up? I got no nigga in the hood. Nah, but what it is, man, this motherfucking Chizzy Daddy Chad in the building.
No, he did not.
Chizzy, Mr. Steal Your Girl, Chad.
Mr. Steal Your Girl. Yeah. Boy.
Chizzy, fourth quarter, Chad. I don't even know what the fourth quarter
is. I'm about to say, what fourth quarter is?
But I'm clutch.
You clutch?
Hey, you used to hoop with us on the military base?
Long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. They called me Steph back then. I was Steph before Steph.
They called you Steph.
What's crazy is, and I know this may sound crazy, I used to get picked up before Justin.
What you mean, on the bus?
I used to get picked up. I'm a hooper, bro. Me and Justin can play the 12. Me and Justin can play the 12. I spot the nigga limb. We'll play the 12. I spot him 11 and get him ball first, and he won't beat me.
Put your check on it.
I put my check on it. Fuck you.
I would rep that.
Y'all heard it here first. I'm taking Chizzy check next week. You hear me?
That's how confident I am. Like,
do you really feel that way?
You suck. Yeah.
Your whole check.
You know better
your
than
whole check.
Your whole check.
So all your snack money.
I want
your snack money going to Justin.
I want all that $300. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
let's do it.
I'm
with it.
I'll go to Target and buy one of them little plastic goals tomorrow, bitch.
Chad, like.
What?
The plastic goals?
No, you don't have to spot me anything.
Are you kidding me?
I'm so sorry.
If I didn't spot you anything, it wouldn't be fair. Like,
my
I'm going to beat you 12-0. Like, how do you skunk a nigga and pick up basketball?
That shit don't even make sense. Listen to this. Y'all remember that one time we played, it was us three fat-ass niggas against the three athletic niggas. We won every game.
There was more humidity going on in that room.
And we won every game.
Yeah, because of who?
Because of all three of us.
Because
it was very equal. Let's be real about that. I let us
split the credit. All right, whatever. All right.
Bro, and listen. Why do we stop playing, Garnett?
Bro, hold on.
His fall or his fall?
Well, both of them, but the one Tony took was in slow motion.
No, his was
yours in slow motion because you
and it was an earthquake.
Gravity, just yeah.
He said, it took him 32 minutes to get up off the ground. Okay,
3 minutes. But I'm just saying, niggas, like when you ball hard in the motherfucking paint, niggas get hurt.
Nice. So anyway.
That shit comes with the fucking territory.
Anyway, Danny's here now, and
I've been said I was here, nigga.
Look.
Don't introduce me again. Wow. You don't have to do that.
Wow. Are you not daddy material.
Are you kidding me?
You're fatty material.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding at all. Nigga bought one house and think he daddy material.
He doing good for himself.
Yeah.
I
might got kids out here.
Garnett, I actually told myself you won't coming back up. but you've been in this bitch just trying to jone on me. Say what's up to the people, man.
What's up, man? It's I'm Big Brian. Show the meat, have your crime. Take it how you want it.
Woo! Wait, hold on.
Show to me how you cry.
Yeah, take it how you want.
It's like if I show to me, it's gonna have him crying, but it's gonna be sad.
That's why I say take it how you want.
Hold on. This nigga got a whole little like
he got a catchphrase.
Yeah,
he got an intro.
Give it to me.
I work on this shit for 2 months.
Hold on, Big Brian, chill.
Yeah.
Give it to the people one more time.
This is I am Big Brian. Show you the meat. Have you crying?
He think he the baby.
Take it how you want.
That nigga the baby.
I do follow the
baby.
Get the people your social media handle.
It is I am Big Brian.
Everywhere.
It's I'm Big Brian on goddamn IG. Uh-huh. Brian Garnett on Facebook. Uh-huh. Simple as that.
What's your MySpace?
MySpace? It's lick 'em low.
Hey, you remember when Garnett was 430? Sheesh. With three dreads. And a nose ring. And a nose ring.
I had a lip ring, tongue ring.
Clit ring. Eye ring.
Clit ring. Had a belly button.
Yeah. That nigga showed up with shit. A python one day. I said, this nigga don't get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, man.
I said, fuck that. Nah, you a freak.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, what the fuck is D-Black?
Speaking of D-Black.
I'm so tired of this nigga.
I'm tired of him, his gap, his looks.
Let's jump.
I'll jump him.
Yeah.
I'm kicking him out the house. He already don't stay there.
Yeah.
Shit, ugly bitch.
Nah, man. But my nigga about to, again, for Uncle Sam and Trump. He got to travel again, but, you know, he traveling domestic this time. I ain't going to give up his location. But save travels. And
fuck him.
Yeah.
that's my little bro. Speaking of black, though, your boy Kodak out here wilding. Again,
bro.
Bro, I try to be a fan of his, but he always fucks some shit up.
On some random shit. On some random ass
what he
shit,
doing though. With guns, bro? He been in jail 14 times.
Rolling Loud.
Of all places.
So you're going to Rolling Loud, which is probably your biggest performance of 2019.
Right.
Right? But, I just found out that Rolling Loud is a bigger festival than Made in America.
Bro,
that's fucking crazy.
I saw like the list. I said, damn.
Yeah. Like, either way, this nigga, you're performing at Rolling Loud.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna pull up to your concert with guns.
Now, was it just him or did like niggas
I'm sure niggas with him. Yeah, the little nobodies is probably in the mat.
Just getting them fucked up, but everybody know his name, so
right. That's what I'm saying.
Throw it on him.
Yeah, just like when T.I. got in trouble, don't be around it, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I get it, you need security, but still, like, you're not supposed to have that shit.
So this nigga PNB Rock, like, I really don't listen to a whole lot of his music. But he actually does great interviews.
He looked like a slinky, though.
Yeah, either way.
Either
way, this nigga, he's been in and out of jail.
He's like a salamander.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He looked like this Coronita bottle. But the nigga said what has kept him out of jail the last few years is he has completely changed or removed himself from his circle. Like, the nigga roll alone now, pretty much.
Really? Yeah.
Because he said, it's always, think about it. If you were a group of niggas and you're not even the aggressor, but one of your niggas get to scrapping, mm-hmm. ultimately, being as loyal as a friend as you are, you're going to start scrapping too.
With it.
Right? So, PNB always got jammed up in little stupid ass shit like that. You know
what
I mean? I think Kodak needs to change his environment. Because the little bitch talented.
Right. But the thing is, like, so... Couple weeks ago, when he had that little fro like you, he was making little songs like Testimony. What?
I got Indian in my family.
Oh my God.
You got like some of the worst grade of hair.
Well, you.
Look at them edges.
What about mine? Everybody know about me.
Yeah.
Everybody know about me.
You in here showing off because you look like Elder Barnes.
Yeah. That's my mentor. But anyway, but not like, so when Kodak got that little fro like you, He fine. He making Testimony. You know, he singing. You know what I'm saying? He on Jimmy Fallon. Then he get that little
triangle. Them little African titties in his head.
Yeah.
Boy.
He get that little Super Saiyan hair and he get the wilding. Like, I don't know what the fuck. Then he go cut his hair, go to jail, get back out, get the shit again like a little Haitian. And then now he back in jail.
He keep getting locked up because they won't let him drive the fucking boat.
If they just let him drive the boot.
Let me drive the boot.
Let him drive the boot.
Let that nigga drive the goddamn boat and he'll leave him the fuck alone, bro.
Nah, he don't need to drive no goddamn boot.
Man.
But speaking of Rolling Loud,
Wayne
Wiley.
Wayne said he ain't performing. He said, fuck him. You know why he ain't performing?
Why?
Because they wanted to search his, like, entourage and party prior to entering the venue.
Right.
This nigga said, y'all ain't searching shit.
Do he have enough clout to do that, though?
Right now, no.
I mean, but he's one of the greatest entertainers of all time.
I think he does, no matter what he has.
He might, yeah. Like, he might not be, like, money-wise, he's not Jay-Z or Diddy, but, like, clout-wise in rap, he's up there.
And the dude makes, like, awesome gear. I mean, truck fit? Fire. Okay.
Right, if you don't leave me the fuck out.
But In all seriousness, but
I'm not putting teeth on my lap like that. Like,
but I'm saying though, like in all honesty, when was the last time y'all heard Lil Wayne like in like real trouble with
you? He don't do that shit.
Bro, I got out of jail like November 2010, yep. And he been chilling ever since. Chilling
for real, And the nigga said at my age and at this point in my career, y'all see me as a threat to society and want to police my shit. Because I guess what's happening is not everybody going into the venue, like performer wise, is getting like pat down and searched the way they want to search him. Right. And he's like, y'all can go fuck y'allself.
So here's, I have 2 points behind that. Do y'all blame them though?
No, because the nigga still walking around with a fucking red band on his shit.
Yeah. I mean, I like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if he wasn't still fake game banging at 40, like maybe they wouldn't act the way they do. But like, I kind of get it, but I feel also understand where he's coming from. Like, I'm little fucking Wayne. Like,
yeah,
cause that's like one of the things rappers like brag about is the fact that they can get in without getting searched. You know what I mean? So any rap you hear, like when rappers say that, that's like a big thing for them.
Reginae tough.
Reginae can get scraped right now. You hear me? Like.
So what?
How old is she?
She don't know if it gets great. That's all you need to know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But either way, the other point I was going to make is...
y'all horny.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, Garnett licked his lip.
Watch out.
Yeah, I done forgot my other
point. We're talking about Wayne.
But yeah, like... Also, like... When last time you heard Wayne perform, period?
Award show or something, right?
You don't think they should at least like make a concession for that?
Shake everybody.
Right. But here's my I know my other point was, you think he'll be seen like as a diva though? You know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck Wayne think he is? You
obviously he knew at that point. If he got searched, shit was going to hit the fan.
Yeah, hit the fan, yeah.
There's one way out of this.
Right. I'm going home.
Play hardball or you go home.
Right.
And he chose to go home. Because I feel like if he had conceded and let his party get searched, they'd have been jammed up.
What about the people that came to see Wayne? What I mean, probably
that's what it is. Yeah. Nigga, he also said he's going to be at Story. I guess that's where they're having the after party in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Some club called Story, some shit like that.
Mm. Yeah, whatever.
I'm guessing he said that to let his fans know that, hey, y'all really fuck with me. Y'all want to see me.
Come here
after the fucking festival or whatever.
Yeah, because that lineup was crazy. Cardi was an hour late. And then, like...
She could do that.
She can do that?
Yeah.
But, like, my homegirl said, it was shots fired and a whole bunch of shit out there yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wish I was there.
Wow, you want to get shot?
Maybe.
He's going through some things.
But Cardi B is at the point in her career right now.
She can be late.
Where she can really not even show up.
What the fuck?
Like, I'm tired of y'all giving Cardi you this gotta, much.
Listen, you have to understand. You got to, like, when you're of a certain stature, you got to keep people on their toes. Because niggas will get relaxed. You know what I mean? Okay. You book a major gig and you just, fuck it, I ain't going. Keep people on their toes.
You feel like
they don't get paid for doing shit like that.
It doesn't matter. You're back in the blogs. You know what I mean? people who never heard of Cardi. Like, think of all the white people that see some shit, you know, on Yahoo News.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck is Cardi B? Like, what is this big thing about Cardi B? You know what? Let me go to Apple Music and see who this Cardi B bitch is. All right?
Cardi B
and
bitch.
Suddenly, yeah, they go up there and now Cardi got a million more streams today than yesterday just because she's back in the blogs. And you got to understand, somebody finds out about somebody every single day.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just feel like y'all hate Cardi
B. Hey, let me ever make it. Let me ever make it in what social club trying to
I'm the host of party.
Yeah, put me on the fly, but I ain't coming. Yeah, you know what I mean? Let me ever make it in Viking Fest try to book me.
You think Lance going to book you?
Lance might book me. Yeah. I ain't going to stand Lance up, though. Like, I'm going to show up about 2 hours late.
2 hours late.
I show up like 1:45 when I know it's about to get shut down by 2 o'clock.
That's when you get on stage.
Yeah.
Steal the mic from B out. Or what's that girl name?
JC.
Yeah, that's still, my dog. Just take the mic from my hand. Yeah, wild out. But man, yeah, it's crazy. But like, speaking of wilding out, my boy 50 back at it again, bro.
Well, 50,
I love 50 Cent,
bro. 50 has been on it, bro.
I just love how he treats Tierra Marie.
She was on the Breakfast Club the other day.
Fuck her.
Like, the Breakfast Club. She looks scared. Like, she looks scared.
Yeah. She wrote the nigga a check for 50 Cent.
Exactly. That's what she, everything he do to her.
The bitch get elbowed if we gonna keep it 100.
Right. She can't suck no dick. I don't know. Which is why she ain't
no person. Video, it was awful.
I have it in my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked like two big toes. Like her lips, like. Her lips fucked up.
What? That's the visual we use?
Yeah, like, think about two big toes and a dick. That's what it looked
two
like.
Two big toes and a dick.
Oh, you nasty. I'm talking about like her lips. Yeah, because your visual nasty. Yeah. Yeah, but like, then he went after Esquire. Like,
what the fuck? What's the nigga name? What's the nigga?
Jackie Long.
you beefing with Jackie Long, bro?
And look, all the niggas in the world.
You know what the underscore about that is, right? You know, Jackie Long used to fuck with like Floyd Heavy, Money Team shit.
That's right.
So, you know, he don't fuck with Floyd. So I get it, like, you know, Jackie might owe him $3,000, but it's mainly the principle. He just wanna let them niggas know he ain't
playing.
You know
what's crazy about Jackie Long?
What?
So you remember he was in ATL.
Esquire, yeah.
Yeah, and he was beefing with Lauren London.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a new show on BET.
Yeah, the Games We Play. Yeah. I keep wanting to watch it, but I forget.
And he is beefing with Lauren London.
He's in there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good show.
I heard it was
pretty
good.
I'm not trying to get too far on top of it. That's pretty interesting.
But I've been wanting to watch it just to support Nipsey, but yeah. I forget.
50 is going after this man for $3,000? Like, are you serious?
He ain't got shit else to do.
Bro, he been trolling Tierra Marie over $30,000.
Yeah, it's all fun and games to him, bro.
Like, you know what it is, bro? Can't nobody beat 50 up, bro. That's really what his mentality is.
He's bulletproof. I get it.
How
many times did he get
nine in the face. In the face.
Yeah, I mean, they can shoot me nine times and I'll live. Y'all go.
Yeah, I'm out here.
Time baby, what you
nervous about?
Like, what's up? Like, I'm.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm out here.
Yeah, I'm talking the most shit. I'm unkillable.
Right. You know, like, and he'll beat Floyd up.
I don't know.
50? 50 will beat Floyd.
It'll be a good fight. Make a lot of money.
Because I ain't talking about in a ring. I'm talking about, like, in the street. Like, because he can grab him. Yeah. Like, they boxing. Floyd probably going to tag him, but it ain't going to hurt.
Yeah.
But in the street.
I don't know why you don't think Floyd punch hard, bro.
Because like, Floyd 5'5", 126 pounds, bro.
Featherweight. But still.
You ever seen some of Floyd old fight head big in a bitch? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't take him serious. Anyway, fuck Floyd Mayweather.
Well, yeah, but power comes back.
August, right?
August. It's a bittersweet 15? Feeling.
15 episodes?
Yeah, 15 episodes. And nice. That's why it's bittersweet, because it's going to be 15 episodes, which is fucking exciting.
Right,
it's also the very last season.
Man, I thought my bitch was gone. You hear me? I thought my bitch was gone. But y'all understand, like, I love Angela. I couldn't wait for Ghost to leave that bitch, you hear me, to go to Angela, but no. All these black women. Oh my God, he ain't shit. Tasha fuck any dick that come through. Fuck Tasha, man. I hate Tasha. I hated her as Lil' Kim. I hated her in 3LW. I hate everything about her, bro.
Damn.
Nah, yeah.
Lady, I've noticed something with you.
You about to say something? What is it?
I've noticed something with you.
What is it?
You're not fond of dark skinned women.
That is not the case.
That is the case.
I just said
you need to love.
I just said
age.
No. Man. I just said somebody white skin mom were ugly like 10 minutes
What's
ago.
Who's the last dark skinned woman you fuck with?
Bro, y'all met her around Christmas time.
Was it at the
Goat? Road? Yeah.
I don't recall.
I remember.
You do recall.
I remember.
I don't think Justin likes.
She wants dark.
Bro, I dated a girl for like 4 months. You said you hated the bitch, and she was dark skinned.
Your last two girlfriends, Egyptian.
She was there for July 4th.
Before that, white. Garnett. Let me. Let's hold on.
Okay.
Like, let's look at your history.
Okay.
All right.
Egyptian, African queen. You hear me?
All right. Yeah, but she ain't black. She not.
She's African.
She's not rich in melanin, is what I'm saying. My brother.
Okay.
Your girlfriend before that.
White.
White.
Okay, between them two, though.
Okay.
Between them two.
The girl I was dating in July, I brought her around. Yeah, what'd you say?
Curveball. And I hate
caramel.
You hated the bitch. But she was. She wasn't like.
She wasn't rich in melanin.
Body was on point.
Okay, the girl I was dating in December.
God damn. Huh? Can't keep up.
Keep
up.
Yeah.
Fuck. Who was you dating in December?
I ain't gonna say her name on here. Yeah, I don't think she listens.
I don't recall, but either way,
you do remember because we went to the Go. You was like, and then I remember a couple weeks later, you're like, what happened when I left her to be with the girl I'm with now?
Go is legendary.
You fuck going to the Go. You are the Go. You're
the Go. No, I took advantage of me being single to try to find the woman that I wanted to be with. Yeah. Boom.
There you have it.
Yeah,
you
what these bitches say? Bloop. Period. Period. I had to say some shit in my city girl voice. City girls is the bane of y'all existence, just to let y'all know.
Because they dark skinned. I'm trying to tell y'all this.
I love women.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Dark skin, light skin, white, Asian. White. Yeah,
all of them. Papa Molly, I'm
sweating. Woo! Like, but,
yeah.
All right, anyway, but Power is coming back. Every Sunday, I would drop a list of people that needed to die. And thankfully, some of them did. But I really need...
Tariq gotta go.
Tariq ain't gotta go, man. Tariq a real ass nigga. He Ghost Junior. Right. He Ghost Junior. Like,
last season, he had to go, though.
Tommy might gotta go. But Tommy might gotta go. I had to whisper
that. Let me ask you this. So, with this whole shit going on with the end game and everything, I'm gonna tie it all in. Do you give niggas that much time? How many days do you give after an episode of Power, the show, until niggas can start talking about it? Like, because niggas going to this end game shit like a week or two, bro.
That is
like,
that,
how,
that,
like, great. This shit is fucking weekly with Power.
Great question.
Do you give like 2 days?
I knew the reason we brought you back.
I get
the reason we brought you back.
I give them 8 hours.
Eight hours.
No, what I do is I give them to the end of when the show really airs. Because I watch that bitch at like 2 a.m. like on like nice. Sunday morning.
Saturday night. We get from the bar.
And we go watch Power. And then.
You got to the following midnight.
You don't even got to the end. The show come on at 9, you got till 10 p.m., and I'm talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just leave my page, bitch. Like, the fuck? Like, but Tommy gotta go. And I love Tommy. I love Gary Owen Jr.
So you're giving people till 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Sunday night
to
watch Power.
And if they don't watch it, that's their fault.
I think that's very reasonable.
Ample amount of time.
Because at this point in life, if you don't have on demand or Fire Stick, you doing bad in life.
And I got a Fire Box, bro.
If you got a box,
it's
a Fire Box.
My box.
You
know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You're gay.
My thing is, if you got to work, call out.
I'm sick again.
I work on Sundays, but like I watch it before I go to work, and I be at work ready to spill the beans. You hear me? Like,
what?
And this is a talk about on Monday.
Look, Rod ain't watched it that night before because, you know, Rod an old bitch. No, I'm joking, bro. Oh, but still. Yeah. Now, Rod, he like 36. But I was like, bro, like, I be ready to tell him what happened in the episode. He's like, bro, chill. He be running away and shit. Nah, bro, you should have watched it.
He didn't run. Rod, you my dog, bro. Hey, but
yeah, I'm just saying, I'm happy.
I think Justin is right. 10 p.m. is
that's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
I'm not big on the superhero movies, so I didn't really give a fuck about Endgame. But like, people were at war on social media because people are fucking excited.
I got shit. I still ain't posted.
So I would say, as far as the movie is concerned, like, you get 3 days once the movie is released to, you know, your local box office.
It's 2 weeks.
No,
niggas 2 weeks.
You get three. If the shit come out on a Tuesday, you gotta work every day that week. You know, you're fucked.
So my thing is, this is probably
social media.
I wasn't a fan of either, but it's probably one of the biggest movies we've had released in a while, other than Black Panther. Like to be like that, it broke records and shit.
Marvel,
bro.
And DC, and all that shit.
Yeah, too, like, but he, like, what movie was bigger?
Since Black Panther.
Can you name one?
I probably can.
You can't though, because like, you see him.
You want to say Us?
Us is probably like close, and even then, it's like not even close.
Us.
We're talking black and white platform, like just period.
Yeah, period.
Didn't the new Twilight come out?
No, it's to him, but no.
I've never seen like, a Twilight movie. That's the worst Twilight. Shit.
That's you can't compare.
I've never watched any Twilights. Yeah. Actually, can we talk about like the worst, the five worst white movies ever?
Notebook.
No, Notebook was good. I cried.
I bet.
I cried. Men have to be emotional.
But vulnerable.
Vulnerable.
Reciprocity. But
The Notebook was good.
Now, I hated it at the time when I watched it. I just didn't like it.
Harry Potter. Trash.
Watch them out. No, bro.
I read the books and watched the
movies. Lord of the Rings. Complete garbage.
None of the movies was good. I tried to watch them and fell asleep.
Titanic sucked. What? Don't argue with me. Let's
Bro, what? Yo was holding on.
No, let's be real. That bitch could have died.
She could have died.
They could have laid on top of each other. That piece of wood.
If I was in Leo's place, she probably would have died because that piece of wood ain't big enough for the both of us.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm sorry. In that day and time, white people didn't look at me that well. They weren't fond of me.
Not like
so,
that.
So, bitch, you off in the water.
Not like that.
You
like,
hold on.
My thing is like, how, like. Did she make it? I can't
She made it. She's like 100-something years old.
Can we, now, here's my thing. So, like, that happened, like, in the 30s, right?
30s, 40s, yeah.
They didn't even respect women, right, back then. Yeah. So, like, why did he even let her live?
He was, like, he might have been gay.
He might have been.
No, because I think he had a bitch at home, bro. He got to get back to her.
He got to go back and watch
it. He got to get back to the old, his old bitch.
But he was going to the U.S. for the first time.
What?
Yeah. He was going to the U.S., right?
Yeah. Titanic sucked. That I think.
You know they're remaking it, right?
Why? What the fuck they are?
Are you serious?
They're making it a cartoon.
That bitch was longer than Endgame. This was like 4 hours long.
They're remaking it.
It was two tapes. That's how long that motherfucker was.
You got a boat the whole time.
Take one. What they call them bitches? VHRs, VHSs.
Yeah. You know what? Like I bet if Kodak drove that boat, that would have never
happened.
I don't believe the band played when they were sinking. I'm sorry.
So is that a truth?
That shit was fucking true, bro. I'm just saying. Can
of course, you know, with true stories, they got to put the melodramatics in it.
You think Blueface and these motherfuckers would perform a concert when the buck going down?
Yeah.
You think Blueface would do that?
I'm
sorry. No.
I don't want to perform anything for one.
You don't like Blueface?
Hell nah. The Crip and me still don't like Blueface.
The what?
The Crip and me don't like because... You know, Justin, recipes nip.
You bang? What's
the Crip and me. But nah. But nah, so... My man, speaking... My boy Lamar Odom bite, baby! Bite! My boy Lamar Odom bite.
Fuck. Come on.
Wait, what?
He bite.
Back from what? The dead?
He writing a book, baby. A
book, boy.
A memoir. A memoir.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
A memoir.
Let me Google this. Hold on.
It's
he writing a what?
It's called a book. It's called
is
a book.
Was he writing? Well,
I seen the.
Do we have a title? Do we have a title?
I think it's called Bunny Ranch.
Bunny Ranch.
I've been watching the Bunny Ranch. Ain't that where
he died? Yeah.
Hold on.
Or it was called that Kardashian bitch got me. It's one of them.
I take the same one. Vacation to the bunny ring.
Hey, congrats to Kim K, man.
Why?
Bitch just had a baby. Like,
huh?
I was so. I was like, I just found out. Like, I was 10 years old when I knew she had a baby. I was 10 years old when I knew like she had like a whole little surrogate mom.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because I was saying last week she was wrapped up in a condom at the Met Gala.
Yeah, with a nigga with Dickies on looking like he
looking like a mechanic.
Yeah, he has a carburetor.
It'd be 500 changing spots.
What's the name of his book?
Hold on.
We gotta figure out.
Let's do some research. That's what we need. Like research. I feel like when we blow up, we gonna need like an R&D team, research and
development. Research and development team.
Yeah, like that's gonna give us live data. Live data. You know, like if we talking sports and y'all ever like hear them ESPN niggas like in the middle of the game saying, you know, this hasn't been done since 1972. Yeah,
people be searching that shit.
Huh? And they be making up stats. So
Yeah. Like, damn, that's crazy.
Like, he the first person to put his left foot out of bounds on a Tuesday since 1982. No, I found a name. And I found a price. It's called Darkness to Light.
You motherfucker.
I think that's from when he came back.
I think in the Bible, not the Bible, I think in the book, he talks about, like, making it to the tall white gates.
This nigga.
He probably spoke the guy and came back, I'm sure.
For y'all that don't know, Lamar Odom was a great basketball player.
He was okay.
What?
No, Lamar what? Odom is great.
Hall was of great.
Famer. He was pretty good. Hall of Famer, if you will.
He could have been, yeah. But he sacrificed for Kobe bitch
ass. He sacrificed for white women. That's what he sacrificed.
No, he didn't. That's not a white woman. Them Kardashian bitches are different.
They're not white?
The little ones is.
Which who ain't white?
They're from Africa or some shit.
Yeah, they dad, like Swahili, you think Kardashian is a white name? No, bro. That's some African shit. Mm-hmm. Or India. I don't know what that is.
Nah, I don't fuck with that.
I don't know.
Nah, I don't fuck with
that. I ain't talking about Bruce's kids. It's
white women.
Bruce's key is white. I'm talking about them three bitches that I want. But anyway,
750 credits go. Yeah, they all white.
I mean, anyway, we were too until our mama put the light bill on.
I had a fucking Marita Bread Company credit card.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I don't know how the fuck that's even possible.
Happy Mother's Day to you, mother.
But back to Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom was a great basketball player for the Lakers, the Clippers, the Heat, and then his basketball career fell apart, and next thing you know, his basketball career started falling apart when he met one of them Kardashian bitches, got married, and then...
Where's Chris Humphries right now?
I forgot about him.
He
got a little money, right?
Yeah.
But he
got the biggest white forehead other than Peyton Manning. Other than Peyton Manning, Chris Humphries. But now I think Chris Humphries still played basketball.
Yeah,
in the NBA.
In Italy.
I think he played for the Hawks, bro. Yeah, like, look that up.
He's a Harlem Globetrotter.
Shout out to love.
Yeah, shout out to love.
But next thing you know, Lamar Odom's going through some things, and he wake up dead at the Bunny Ranch in Vegas.
Yeah, you take six Viagras, nigga. Like,
six Viagras and cocaine and almost die. Now I think he wear a colostomy bag.
Yeah, I think he tried to fuck himself in there. What are you doing?
Normal. Like, he had to be a problem if he could fuck himself.
he gave himself a reach around.
A reach around? But now, like, Lamar Odom is a prime example of what happens when you date one of them Kardashian bitches. Like, Kanye ain't been the same since.
I pray for that boy every day.
Because he makes amazing music. Probably one of the greatest musicians in rap we've had in a long time.
Top 10, for sure.
Top 10 rapper. I'm talking about as a musician, composer.
As an entertainer, as an artist.
Yeah, as an artist. He is, like, supremely talented.
The fucker is creative. I mean, say what y'all want about his little toe-up sweaters and shit.
Toe-up,
that thing's fire, bro.
And people buy them. And then say something about that blonde hair. But when I seen that nigga on that piano with a fucking choir, and I was like,
I tell you this. You know how hypocritical people are?
People. Okay.
Niggas. Y'all ever seen... Y'all know who Basquiat is, right?
Yeah.
Y'all ever seen his artwork?
Mm-hmm.
No, have you like truly seen his artwork?
Yeah, I've
seen can you identify a fucking
thing
in any of his artwork?
No.
Like, have you ever seen the movie where they like showed how he?
No, I've never seen the movie.
He created his art pieces.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, nigga had a mental disorder. Let's start there.
Okay,
right? Nigga was
fucking retarded. I'm sorry. He was. Yeah, right? Nigga, go in a room and he has the fucking canvas and he'll like pull up like 5 buckets of paint and he'll just dip the paintbrushes in all of them and just like start scribbling shit. Like, I think the way Basquiat did artwork was the way R. Kelly lyrics looked.
It had to go back to that.
But I'm just saying, people were paying millions of dollars for Basquiat's artwork. You know, and people created their own interpretation of his artwork.
Right.
Which to Basquiat genuinely was just, he was bored and he went in there and started slanging some paint on some paper. And somebody said,
yeah,
that is the sun rising in, you know, the eastern part of the hemisphere.
I'm going to start painting.
Yeah, for real. So why can't Kanye do it? Why can't he, get a little sweater, little Coochie sweater, whatever.
Yeah.
Tony 2 sweaters.
Tony 2 sweaters.
But why can't he get a sweater and cut a hole there?
He do it and
cut a hole everywhere.
And he's cut a hole
No, but
he is one of the most creative people in fashion and in music. Like, let's be real. Like, I know a lot of people, like, you know, don't want to listen to his music and things like that. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like,
I fuck with Kanye.
Saint Pablo was fire.
Poopity scoop. Poopity scoop. Poop.
Do you know?
Fire.
That was fire, but you know what that was? You know that was him trolling Drake, right? That was Drake's beat, and when they started beefing, he took the beat and did that.
That song ain't fire no more. you don't fuck with the Drake. Air Drake, that nigga bought a plane and put the owl on the side of the plane. Like, that's the most fire shit I've seen in a while.
I hope the rap just lose tomorrow just because
that's the. Thank
he,
you.
He be on the court.
Like, look,
on that court, boy.
Yeah.
Aisha Curry done set a fire underneath Steph ass, boy. God damn. they whooped upon the fucking.
You know, Steph ain't scored to what, 4?
No, it was second half, but he went
like,
crazy.
Chris Paul really need to go sell insurance now. Like he done.
Yeah, like
he's washed.
Who gives a 34-year-old point guard $160 million in 4 years? They're fucked.
Houston, we have a problem.
Because the thing is, what fucks them up is James Harden runs. He runs ragged throughout the year, averaging 37 points a game. And he gets to now, and he's tired, bro.
And MJ said it best. MJ and James Harden look alike, but
if MJ had a mohawk,
James Harden need to go ahead and shave.
Yeah,
he need to go ahead and shave.
You know why he don't shave, right?
He got gingivitis. Or
yeah, he got one of some of the worst teeth I've ever seen. His tooth's bad. Like,
he probably got warts under his neck.
That's nasty.
Man, he got Bobby Brown jaw too. It's like.
He looked like he just had a seizure.
A stroke, bitch.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean. Rest in peace.
Kardashians.
Either way, Lamar Odom.
Speaking of which, James Harden had one of them Kardashian bitches. Look at him now.
He showed
up.
It's Chloe, bro. It's Chloe. It's
look at Tristan.
That's why I don't
know. Tristan. Tristan a god. You hear me?
Either way.
He the one that got away.
I wish Lamar Odom nothing but success on his book, man. Like, support black businesses. I won't buy it, but I do pray and wish other people do.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 14.
No, I might get the audio version. Like, I'll be listening to audiobooks now.
The fall asleep dude?
For real?
Yeah.
Like, you read?
That's why I got audio. That's why
I
audio, Jeff.
I know. This nigga read. It's a green.
But in the menu. Yeah. Fuck.
Hey, look. Speaking of, like, I value education. Right? And I'm all for being involved in your child's education.
Yeah.
I'm really all for it.
Right.
And I want you to be involved. I want you to get to know your child's teacher. I want you to get to know, you know, your child's school, you know, go sit in with your child one day, eat lunch with your kid. But come to school looking fucking decent.
Right.
Okay.
So there's, you know, like, social media has been in a little bit of an uproar recently because a particular school had to send out dress codes for the parents.
And that shit goes on. That shit like happens, bro. As a person, so that actually,
I was about to say, give me your perspective as a former teacher.
Yes, especially when you have like in Charlotte, bro. I'm from CMS. Like classes start at 7:05, 7:05, 7:10. So you
for
got
what?
You got some parents that have to wake up at like 5 something in the morning to get them old raggedy ass kids up to be at the school at 6:45 to 7 o'clock on the dot. They not getting dressed that goddamn early in the morning. I had one lady come to school in the Scooby Doo. What's some shit's called?
A onesie.
Was she thick though?
She had a fat ass.
Yeah, she was thick. Like, I'm gonna lie. She had no drawers on either. Yeah,
that's why I like car duty.
Thick.
Are you like car duty?
I like car duty. Yeah, because you get to see the parents. You also get to see shit on the bus with them old ass motherfuckers that just drive buses all got
this. Lunch ladies, The lunch ladies always drive the bus, yeah.
But yeah, man, I don't give a fuck what you just drive the kid off.
They mad because they don't want the moms to be wearing bonnets to school anymore.
And boy shorts.
Let me be honest here. Let me be real. They don't have these problems out of your Caucasian parents. It's the fucking niggas, man. Yeah. Like, it's the goddamn niggas. You want to go to school. The father's one. It's cool. But I think if you're going to wear the do-rag, have a little decent, you know what I mean?
They can say shit to the niggas.
Put the flap up. Like, I feel like the flap up makes it a little bit more.
You say shit to niggas with the flap down?
Flap out Friday.
Yeah. Right. You come to school with the flap down, a beater, some shorts, and some all-black Air Force.
Yeah.
You.
They trying to fight. That's a fight. Wait to happen. Somebody fuck with their kids,
And then the mother coming up there in the bonnet, the
fucking snug.
You know what I mean?
In a slip. In some negligee.
It's like, come on, like one.
Yeah, sit your ass down.
Lead by example, right? Like, right. You would not want you should. First of all, you shouldn't be in public.
So in their defense, and this is just me playing devil's advocate. Maybe they didn't expect to get out of the car. Maybe they didn't. Maybe they thought they were going to drop that little ugly ass kid off. Out of
the car if there's a problem.
Right. So they was like, and then that ain't mad, like, I got to get out because this little ugly motherfucker caused me to get out of the car. They probably didn't expect to get out of the car. And that's why.
That's the only time
you're saying, you really, like, my mom, two things. My mom told me, if you ever leave in the house, make sure of two things.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you ain't got no holes in your drawers and you ain't got no holes in your fucking socks.
Nah, these socks.
You know what I mean? She said, you never know when you're going to have to go to the hospital. And I don't know about thing. I ain't taking care of my little boy. I get it. I understand that. But I didn't think. She didn't mean that literally.
Right. I get what she's saying.
You know, it was more of. It was look more presentable. Of, hey, just look somewhat decent. You never know who you're going to run into. What's going
to
happen.
So here's my thing. Like, so if I'm leaving the house going to a drive through and I know I'm not getting out of the car, I mean, sometimes it just be like.
And looking presentable. Could be, you know, you put some shorts on, you put a decent t-shirt on, you know, throw some shoes on, or you might wear your slides, whatever.
Yeah.
I think the thing is, if you're looking like you're just rolling out of fucking bed, you got the crust in your goddamn eyes,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You got the morning breath, your
ass
shit's
hanging out. Old girl's ass was hanging out. That's what the problem
that, that's not, what's the problem?
That's where it came from.
I'm also getting
she had on boy shorts and the ass was hanging out.
She had on boy shorts?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that is kind
of
good.
That
didn't
pop
with
us.
She come to my
room. Well, them shorts get to a certain length and your ass is
I just feel like you shouldn't roll out.
You in a robe like, with some curl. Okay, yeah, the curlers, that's a nigga thing.
I get
like, it. Like I said, I get people's outrages because it's pretty much geared towards black people.
Niggas don't know how to act.
Yeah, it's just, they don't know how to act,
but they give a fuck sometimes. Like,
be honest, like in your days going to school in Garnet, your days as a teacher.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a white parent, a white mother, come to school with a bonnet on her head?
Fuck no.
Hey, absolutely fucking not.
Fuck
like, the fucking white mothers be looking like they the goddamn principal. Right. They be looking like
so
they.
So white mothers ain't like
that. They don't even work.
Yeah, they ain't even got no job and they come in there looking like the fucking dean of discipline.
Yeah. I said, man, this bitch got a court case. Like, she's like, no, like I just run to my errands. Like, what the fuck? Like,
not for real.
But like, yeah, like, but I, that's the outrage. But as black people, we always outrage about something.
Yeah,
It keeps us going. It's just
for the culture.
Yeah, it's life. Just in our nature. Or whatever.
I am an angry. Yeah, I am an angry black man.
But that little boy short shit.
Right.
That's not a problem. That's okay.
Right.
To you.
As long as she ain't got no bonnet on, then it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what black people need to do more?
Vote.
Buy a house, bro.
Yeah.
We need to be credit. Homeowners, bro.
Build credit.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
I drove past the trailer. there's a trailer park about 5-6 minutes from here.
Uh-huh.
It is astonishing, completely astonishing, to see the vehicles parked outside each trailer.
Great vehicles, huh?
I mean, motherfuckers got what looks to be, you know, 2015s or newer Mercedes Benz.
You know why?
BMWs.
That trailer only cost $30,000.
Exactly.
And they financed it.
Yeah.
For 30 years.
So yeah, with the whole back end rusting out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They paying $60 a month.
And they got a fucking tarp covering a little hole on the side.
Look, man.
To stop water from getting in.
Buy what you can afford. If you can afford a trailer, buy it.
No. Don't buy it.
We lived in a trailer growing up, personally. That was a wild, long time ago, though. But
times have changed.
Right.
I tell you, times
have changed. I wouldn't buy a trailer now but not thinking about what you just said.
One thing Obama did while he was in office was make sure it really doesn't matter how much you make or how much like you have saved up.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody pretty much working has the ability to buy a home. Now, it is going to affect the kind of home you can buy.
Right.
But you can still become a homeowner with the shit that Obama put in place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What is it? The FHA? The Fair Housing Act?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that, you know, he put in place. It doesn't matter if you make $10 an hour or you make $100,000 a year. You both have an equal opportunity to purchase homes. Now, it ain't going to be an equal outcome. You know, one may be a one-bedroom and you thug it out and you build some equity in it and you move up from there. Nigga that's making $100,000, he go buy, you know, a mansion, whatever. But you have an opportunity to become a homeowner.
Right.
Which is single-handedly the best investment you can make. You will have the highest return on your investment, especially in today's time. It is becoming a seller's market.
Okay. You hear how smart he got?
Hey, let me fuck this. When Garnett came in, I was like,
wipe your mouth.
I didn't want to say it. I want to be the one.
Little stank bitch. He upset.
I don't know if it's funny. Oh, what?
What the fuck? No, continue what you were saying. Seriously.
When Garnett walked in earlier, right, I was half asleep.
Mm-hmm.
As you couple know. Things being a homeowner. Mm-hmm. One. It's fucking expensive. I ain't even gonna... I kid you not. Maintenance and all that extra shit. That shit is expensive. And two, it's time. Yeah. I ain't cut grass in like 15 years, bro.
We can tell.
Nah, for real. When was the last time you cut grass, you fat fuck?
When I lived with my mom?
Yeah. How long ago was that?
5 years, yeah.
Okay. Like, you pick up a lawnmower tomorrow, that shit is gonna like... Life's gonna come at you real fast.
I don't know, man. I'm a country boy.
But you're fat now. I think you meant.
I just don't think you have the ability or the clout to call people fat. because you're fat, you can call other people fat.
Bad and big sex.
Okay.
Big what?
Big sex.
You can call others.
Right.
Either way, that shit, bro. I went to Lowe's this morning.
Yeah,
and spent $400 just buying mulch and a fucking lawnmower. Mulch,
dirt.
He said he trying to get Stanley's grass. Okay, I see.
Yeah, grass seeds. I bought like two shovels and shit. I'm like,
you bought some shovels?
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, man. It's like,
you gonna do that all by yourself?
Damn, two shovels. Two shovels.
I'm gonna get some help. You better believe that. She gonna help.
She gonna help.
Oh, she gonna help. Okay.
I had her pick out her lawnmower. Yeah, that was hers.
Which one you said? That was hers.
Yeah. She got what she wanted. She got the
She got the self push one, you know. Easier. Got a little slope outside, so it won't like be too rough on her arms. You know,
I can see I can see her now getting dragged around.
You know what I mean? But hey, man, it's been another great fucking episode.
It's
been awesome. I want to thank I Am Big Brian. You said a little meat beat your feet.
What close enough. Don't
you beat your meat with your feet?
All that.
I ain't got no
meat.
I thought I was nimble. Nigga, that's some meek shit. Like, man,
pack of the mail is gone.
Are you ready for that concert, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, just about being that concert.
I'm still debating. It's just Sunday night, man. I got work Monday. I'm still debating.
I'm going.
I'm debating. I'm going to see the baby.
Yeah, like my girl gonna be there. Like, I like she ain't there. Like, I'm a rap about other hoes. Not about other hoes. But, you know, I'm a rap like I'm the baby. Word for word.
Word for word.
She need to leave.
She's not gonna leave me, and I'm not gonna leave her. I'm an amazing man. You hear me? Y'all have a good night. All right.